I'm going to do the preliminaries and all that, amen, but because I felt two things. One is I want to, first of all, I want to open the door for just that song. It was up on my heart, The Shackles. I'm going into somewhere this morning, amen, and I believe God want to get some shackles up off us. There's some things God wants to break, amen. See, we're in the age that we got to get past what man teaching. Come on, somebody. See, we cultivate the pulpit so that the Spirit of God has no place to minister. See, you got teachers, but you're not ministering. So you got to let the Holy Ghost minister, amen? And I thank God for that. I want to open the door for that, but I also want to thank God for the elders in the house, amen? Give them a hand of praise. Elder Brisby, amen. Elder Adams, thank y'all for handling the pulpit on Sunday. Thank God for the laborers and all those that serve, and also thank God for Minister Travis on Tuesday night. I'm trying to get all this up off me, amen, because I got something running on the inside of me, and I feel there's a deliverance. See, the ministry of the word has to be bigger than just preaching. Preaching is the vehicle that the anointing comes in. But when the anointing is here, come on, somebody. See, we're going to get past what we just waiting on the preaching, but are you expecting the preacher, which is the Holy Spirit, that comes and ministers to the body. Amen? Amen. I believe that anointing is in here this morning. And as I came in, I'm ready to preach. There was a whole lot of stuff going on, but I know the Spirit of God when I'm in his presence. I know the anointing when he's in the house, and I'm subject to the Spirit of God because he's in control. Amen? I'm not the preacher that got to be in the pulpit. I'm just one he uses. Come on, somebody. Oh, y'all better come on and have church with me. Can I have that song, please? I know we're streaming and I know all that, but I still have to obey the Holy Ghost. I'm not that bound that I can't. I'm not that committed. I'm not that orderly that I don't respect the Holy Spirit, which is the order of the church. Can you play that song for me, please? And then after that song, immediately, we're going to get right into this, what we got. But if God is ministering to you, and there's some things, we're in a place and a season that God wants to break some things up off us. And I'm going to show you how do you deal with this kind.
All right, this kind, yes, sir.
See, because there's some stuff that's got to be dealt with, but if you don't learn how to deal with it, you will never experience the goodness that God has prepared for us, because we're still living in ourselves and we're still under and subject to what controls us. But I got to deal with this kind. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, this kind. Yeah, I don't care how I look on TV or the little web thing or even standing here, but I want to be submitted to the Spirit of God. Can somebody just praise him with me this morning? Just for a little while, I dare you to shout this morning. You may have shouted earlier, but I dare you to shout this morning, this time, because there's an anointing to loose you once you begin to shout. Can you turn that up for me just some? Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Let the devil know. See, right in there, if you can lift your hands, that's a sign that I'm... There's some liberty from some stuff. Yeah, that's what this is really all about. That's what it's really all about. It ain't about your performance. It ain't about your pedigree. It's about, can the Holy Spirit control you? Can he run in you? See, the devil telling you can't make it just because of the little things that happen. Yeah, the Father's back home. Come on, somebody. Come on, y'all. You better get with me and let the Holy Ghost. Yes, if he loose you, I tell you, you can get free. Talk right there. Every kind of way, but God is broken and every chain. So let me go right now. I'm going crazy. You gotta let the devil know I'm still going crazy. If it don't change, hey, my joy ain't in my circumstances. It's in my relationship. Hey. Yeah, right there, right there. Yeah, right there, right there. Some of us ain't danced in a long time. Some of us ain't praised in a long time. See, I gotta let the Holy Ghost in here because the Holy Ghost dealing with something. See, when the Holy Ghost got you, he won't let nothing come up on you. And he'll warn you of everything that's trying to, hey, talk to me. I dare you. Yeah, you'd be surprised. Come on, somebody. Give him a hand of praise right there. See, it may not be for you. Can you praise if somebody else get loose? Can you praise if somebody else get healed? Can you praise when somebody, it may not be your turn right now, but can you shout for me? I know you want to take me to get some chicken. I know you want to call me on the phone, but can you praise with me? Can you pray for me? Oh, y'all better come on. Do you know how to really fight for me? Can you call my name under the anointing? Oh, glory. Oh, glory. I dare you right now. Just say, Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Ain't no devil can stay around here when you start talking about Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Right there, right there, right there. See, this is how you break strongholds. See, I ain't talking about your head. I'm talking about, oh, karabosita, rambababababosata. How can I deal with your head? You got a PhD. I'm talking about your heart in the Holy Ghost. All wisdom, all knowledge is talking to you now. In the name of Jesus, I'm commanding you in Jesus' name. This service is submitted unto the authority of the Holy Spirit, and everything that's not right, I pray now, God, you would expose it. You would deal with it and even expel it right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, don't worry about why I'm doing it. I know what I'm doing. Ha. You may have your seats. Now, stand up. Remain standing while you're standing. Let me give you a text. Let's go right into this. Amen. Open up your Bibles to Matthew chapter 17. That's spiritual warfare. Come on, somebody. 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 Somebody gonna get theirs this morning. Somebody. You got to make up your mind. I'm gonna be that somebody. Somebody gonna get theirs this morning. Yeah, yeah. Matthew chapter 17. And let's start with verse 21 when you get there. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
And let's all read together on one accord. And let's begin. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I thank you for the Holy Spirit's anointing. Thank you for the authority that was surrendered unto him to take authority over every principality and every power and every spirit of uncleanness. And then thank you that you granted unto us the same anointing, the same spirit of faith, and therefore we operate in it in Jesus' wonderful name. And we all said amen,
amen.
And amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. High five two people before you sit down and let them know, I believe. Yeah, 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 yeah. I believe. Yeah, 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 yeah. We gonna find out who really believe. We got some folk, they don't believe. My, my, my. Are y'all with me this morning? Can I preach this right? You know, I know we're dealing with our series, but we're on our way to embark into a fast this week coming up, amen. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a hand of praise. Listen, listen, listen. Some stuff you're dealing with and some stuff that God wants to get into your life, you just can't walk into it. You got to take authority over some stuff to walk in what God has promised you. Come on, somebody. This ain't just, can I have that, please? Because some of us been bound too long. But I'm going to teach you something this morning. I'm not dealing with your problem because God already dealt with that. Let's go Bible. Don't go theory. Don't go expectation. Let's go revelation. See, the devil is already defeated. Every situation and every circumstance is already subject. The problem I got is me. Say, help, Lord. My unbelief. See, because I don't even know I don't believe. Now that sounds like an oxymoron because I'm talking to believers. But you can be a believer and not. Oh, is this right now? So now let's listen to the text. Now we're going to be dealing with how to deal with this kind is our topic. But we're going to define what this kind is. One of the most powerful things I've learned over the old week that I was in our time of fellowship, and you would truly be blessed as a result of that time. But I learned to come to understand that I got to deal with your understanding, not your belief. Because see, a lot of people hear, but they don't understand. That's why Jesus in that parable, he kept asking, understand thou this? See, because watch this. I'm not responsible for what you hear. I'm only responsible for what I say. That's why he kept saying, let those that have ears to hear, hear. See, because you can only hear based upon the level of your understanding. That's why you have to keep talking to some people over and over and over. And you're saying, don't you hear me? They do hear you, but they don't. And I thought I had a hearing problem. No, I got an understanding problem. And I'm going to teach you this morning, the understanding was not so much they mentally could not comprehend what was being verbally expressed. The understanding was a lack of yielding to what they understood also well. All right. All right. Can I preach it this right this morning? You better put your hat on because I'm going to mess with your boot. At least you keep something on. Now let's go, let's go. Are you Matthew chapter 17? Now let's start at the top of this text and this dialogue and this discourse. I'm going to get to the end of it to be dealing with fasting, but I want to deal with this concept here so we can get a clear picture of what was really the problem. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, it says, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter and James and John, his disciples, his brethren, his friends, come on somebody, his brethren, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and the raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses, Elijah, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Boy, you can work with that text, but I don't have time today because that's not my topic. He said it was good for us to be here. Some folks just want to be here, but they're not there. Smile, it's going to get worse. He said, it was good for us to be here. If thy will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Now you're going to reestablish the kingdom. My God, help me somebody. Because of your perception. It says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud withshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, what? This is my beloved son, in whom I am what? Well, what? Here. So now heaven had to respond to this man's speculation because he was going to go all off on a tantrum about something he didn't understand because he was elated and elated about seeing Elijah and Moses, but he had no understanding of what he saw. So the most he can comprehend was, let's make 3 tabernacles. That was the level of his understanding. Oh, come on, somebody. If you listen to people talk, they would really tell you what they at. versus where you think they at. Because they can't think no bigger than where they at. It's good to be back in my house. Come on, somebody. Yeah, yeah. You know how you be trying to define and discern and interpret and figure out where people at? Just be quiet. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth can't say nothing that ain't in the heart. Because Proverbs says a wise man teaches his mouth and add learning to his lips. He studies the answer so he can give the answer. So you can't give me an answer you don't have. And I can't charge you for an answer I didn't teach you. Can I work with this a little bit? I haven't even got to where we're going, but I want you to pick up some stuff on the way. In case you come through the neighborhood again, you'll know some folk. Now watch this, watch this. He says, watch this, verse 4. And he answered, and Peter said to him, Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which saith, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. See, watch this. Based upon the level of who corrects you will tell you the level of your error. God had to come and deal with that. Oh, y'all. See, every situation don't require me to send my best man. But every situation required me to send the right man. Is this all right? All right, stay with me, stay with me. He said in verse 6, and when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. Why was you afraid? Because glory stepped in the room. And it superseded your understanding. So you knew you was into something deeper than what you was talking about. So they was afraid. You weren't afraid a minute ago when you was talking. Because you thought you was the highest thing up in the room. Until glory came. You know, it's like the bully down on the block. You know what I'm saying? He bad down there hollering and throwing stuff. Till somebody walk up there, pow! Snap it. Then put that down. And you better not open your mouth. And it can't be the man who's just threatening us. Yes, it is. Y'all just couldn't whoop him. Now the one that was able to whoop him came in. Guess what? He found his place. Verse 7. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes and saw no man, Jesus, save Jesus only. They lifted up their eyes and saw no man except Jesus only, but they just heard a man. God got your back. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to hear that. Yeah, they may not see him, but you better know God got your back. Yeah, they didn't see no man, but they heard him. Verse 9, and as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. See, some things is for an appointed time. Every deliverance you expect and every change you're looking for, it's not time for the change. Even though the change is inevitable, it's not time for the change because I got to rearrange things to make the change because it ain't all about you. See, I can't go way too long because I come back too strong. I've been waiting to get back up in here. Some things has. Come on, somebody. That's how we're going to define your maturity. Are you still looking for the same friend? When I was a child, I thought like a child. I act like a child. I spoke like a child. But when I became an adult, See, the reason why you still where you at, because you still looking for that same. You're trying to recreate that utopia that keeps you in that place of happiness, but you done, that's 20 years ago. You got kids and dogs and everything. You can't do that like that no more. When you act like that now, you look totally different, but you don't think you do. I'm trying to get this deliverance because I'm going somewhere here. See, God got to, you know, the woman of God say he talks in parables, and we'll deal with that another time because the paraphobic perspective of his communication was based on their level of understanding. That's how they learned. It wasn't that he was limited to how he taught. I just want to get the job done. So when you talk to kids, you're talking about boo-boo, blah, blah, but you're still trying to tell them get the bag. Boo-boo, come on, come on, pick up, pick up, pick up. And the little kid walk up, and you, well, you go a little higher. Come here, stop, quit. One more time, keep trying. Well, that's the other age. Come on now. Then you get up a little higher, then you're dealing with the ones that think they know. So I can't just come here, boo, 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 nah. You know what I have to do to you? I have to talk so above what you do know that you understand you don't know. Because if I just talk to you from what you know, oh, I got that, then you're going to cut me off. So what I need to do is talk so above you that you would ask me a question. Then I get an opportunity to tell you what you... Can I go here a little bit? Yeah. I can't take a break. Watch this. Verse 12. Verse 13. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. Now, for the next 10 minutes, I want to drill this one point home before I go to my points about this fasting. Because, see, if you get this point, you would be able to walk out of here with an expectation of your fast. See, some of us ready to fast but don't have an understanding. So we're going to go back and do what we traditionally do when we fast. And trying to throw stuff on oil on folk and all that kind of stuff. But that's really not what the fast is for. That's what you've been doing with it. That's what they told you to do with it. But have anybody qualified what you're supposed to do with it? See, this is the age where the church, when you run into a bona fide ministry with bona fide preachers, male or female, young or old, they're going to be talking about Jesus with an understanding. Not with the gorilla flip and the... No, slow it down, doc, if you got... I'm not messing with you, but if you got to do that, slow it down, because I got to get something out of what you're talking about. If I can't understand what you're talking about when I leave here, we make no communication. See, knowledge is what I know. Information is what I got to get to you. But those are two different things. So my job is to make sure you get some information, but you got to walk away from here with an understanding. If you ain't understanding nothing, what have we accomplished? That's how we all walk out to him. What happened? What did he teach? Man, I don't know. It was good. Man, come on, doc. You don't understand nothing. You can't help yourself, your family, your children, or nobody because you don't have no. Okay, let's go. Verse 14, here we go. And when, now watch this, good God Almighty. I may have to tell you to come back next Sunday, but I can't tell you that because we're going to fast this week. But watch this. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him certain men, kneeling down to him and saying. Now, this is another group because remember he was with the disciples. You got to enjoy your Bible, but you got to slow down and spend time with it. See, you ain't that spiritual that you finna pick up what I'm talking about. That's like going down there chopping down a tree without an axe. All right. He says, verse 14, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy upon what? My son. He said, Lord, have mercy upon my son, for he is a lunatic and sore and vexed, and oftentimes he falleth into the fire and into the water. Now, remember I told you a couple weeks back, there's more than one type of sickness. Because I can respect this father just like any other father that got a child that got an issue. They're going to come and ask the Lord to have mercy. He didn't say have mercy on the children of the world. He said have mercy on. But now watch this. He said have mercy on my son. that was sick and cannot help himself. But there are some other sons that he got to have mercy on that are wicked and will not let you help them. See, that's a different sickness now. The one was sick, he's a lunatic. But here's a man that ain't nothing wrong with him physically, but he's just as sick. Do any of us got any sons? We need to take like that to the Lord. We understand the lunatic man. But what about the other sons and daughters? That are wicked and won't let nobody. It's one thing for you not. It's some folk that will not. Oh, I'm going to deal with you this morning. You should have went to the other church. You almost got a little more time to run out if you're going to run. Because see, if we don't preach truth, people never get set free. Because they want to hear the entertainment. They want to give accountability and say, I was in the church. But I want you to entertain me, say stuff to make me feel good. But don't deal with me. Because I don't want to deal with me. And I'm not going to let you. Is that right? Verse 15. And the Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore and vexed. And oftentimes falleth into the fire and into the water. But see, on the other side, we know the fire and the water with the lunatic. But what about the sick son that fall in the fire of afflictions? This son keep going out there and just keep. This daughter just keep getting in the stuff. The fire. But then she says, into water. The water of despair. Every time I call you, you trouble. I mean, don't you ever have one good day? Just tell me when that day gonna be. I want to call you on that day. But not every day I call you. You know I love you, but I can't even afford to call you. Because when you pick up the phone, it's just despair. You in the water of despondency, despair, disappointment. I got to be therapeutic to call you. You messing with degrees now. I'm just a plumber. Man, you got stuff going on. You need some help. And then you want me to call you every day. Give me a break. Let me call somebody that's going to encourage me. Talk to the scriptures now. Don't look at me like that. He says, watch this in verse 16. And I brought him unto thy disciples, and they could not cure him. It's not that they would not. He said they. We got some folk that could not deal with what they're dealing with. Not that they would not. Not that they should not. But they. Now I need to know why you couldn't. All right. Verse 17. And Jesus answered and said, what? Oh, faithless and perverse generations, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Bring him what? Now, I had a problem with that scripture because I'm a disciple too. And I wondered, did Jesus have an attitude with me on several occasions that I had to call him because I could not? Have you ever been in a place where you could not? Not that you would not, because that's the difference now, because then you're in the line with that other sick brother, the sick son, that they will not do what they're supposed to do. So you got some folks that will not. It's not that they could not. Don't look at me like that because you're going to make me prove it. Go to Matthew chapter 13. Yeah, these are some folks that would not. Now that would sound psychotic and crazy, wouldn't it? For you to know you got a problem and you would not deal with it. Oh, I'm trying to tell you right here in your Bible. I'm trying to show you in your Bible. Bless you, man of God. Love you much. Yes, sir, that's you. I know it's in your Bible. But watch this. Are you in Matthew chapter 15? 13. Look at verse 14. And get this, amen. It says right here, he says, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not what? And seeing you shall see and shall not. Well, why is that? Let's go to verse 15, because I'm still talking. Verse 15 says, for this people's what? Heart is wax, gross. And their ears are. And their eyes, wait, stop, stop, don't run it, don't run too fast. And their eyes, now what do it say? And their eyes, they have closed. He didn't say their eyes was closed. Their eyes opened and they just said. Am I doing any good? See, you got, I'm showing you what you're going to have to deal with. How to get rid of this kind. See, because it ain't the devil that's really your problem. Because God dealt with the devil. He says, and hearing, verse 15, for this people, he's talking about a specific type of people, this people's heart is waxed gross. You can work that and go study on your own. And their ears are dull of hearing. You can study that on the next week. And their eyes, they have closed. Why? Least at any time. They should. Not they could, not they would, but if they keep their eyes open, they should see. See, this is some folks who don't want to see. They don't want to change. He said, this people. So that separated this group from among the group. He says, least at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and what? Should understand with their heart, and should be converted. That's the reason why they don't want to see, because they don't want to be. Come on, somebody, don't patty cake. Give me some praise. See, if you learn how to really discern and detect what you're dealing with, you'll know how to deal with it. See, you sitting there talking and wrestling and trying to, it ain't, that ain't the problem. This is self-induced madness. Mario, this is the people that just saying, I'm not going to do it. This is in the text. He said, at least at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted. And I should heal them. So the only thing stopping them from being healed is they don't want to be. Now, ain't that sick? He's ready to heal you. He's capable of healing you. He's even willing to heal you. He even agreed to heal you, but you don't want to be healed. Now go back to Matthew 17. Let's get to this point so we can go and get into this. So you can go home and prepare yourself for the real fast. Because you got to know, why am I fasting? I understand the opposition to all the other things we want to accomplish, but what is the real purpose? Because see, fasting is not an earthly task. It's not something that's dealing with my physical faculties that allowing me to do, see, feel, run. Fasting is a spiritual task that deals with my spiritual being that stops me from seeing, hearing, and running. See, there's something spiritually that's done stopped me. Oh, come on, y'all. See, this breakthrough ain't talking about I'm going to feel better. I'm talking about being loosed. See, you don't even know you are bound. Because you've been wrestling with the extremities of stuff. But this transaction is a legal, spiritual transaction that must take place for you to have a physical experience. You're trying to experience something that spiritually you're not legally right to have, because you surrendered that. You know, when you sin, when you disobey, when you tell God no. See, because you don't tell the preacher no. I'm just the preacher. I'm saying what thus said the Lord. So if you say no, who are you telling no? And the two people that's really combating for your life is the Lord and the devil. And the real true story, the devil is already defeated, but the Lord is trying to get you to maintain the victory, not get it. Victory is not something you achieve, it's something you receive. Grace gives you the victory, but you got to maintain it. And you can't go back into the bondage, or you surrender what was given to you, even though you were free. So now you become bound even though you are free. Don't tell me that ain't right, because you have experienced a measure of freedom. You were free for a couple weeks, a couple months. Oh, hallelujah. When I think of the goodness and what he done for me, when I think of the goodness and how he set me. Your jumping was because he set you free. Well, what stopped your jumping? Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Am I doing any good back there? That's all. That's all I need. See, the yoke of bondage comes because of my surrendering my freedom that was given to me. And how I give it up is when I say no. Because watch this. When I don't believe. Are you with me? Yeah, you see it now? Verse 17, and Jesus answered, oh, faithless generation. He said, faithless. Why did he say faithless? Because, see, the faithless was them walking in their own power instead of the power that God gave them. Amen? That's what made them faithless. And the perverse was the part that when we walk into the worldly answer instead of God's answer. God said, how long am I going to be with y'all? I even gave you the power. You don't even believe that you can do it. But not only that, you won't even believe that I can do it. Not only I gave you the power to do it. You don't even need me. I already endorsed you. But you won't even operate in that. But neither will you let me come and do it. He said, how long am I going to be with you? But even in his harshness, he's still merciful. And he comes and rescues us. Oh, come on, somebody. See, we're going to be the generation that understands the kingdom. Not walking around just talking stuff and don't, you can't make nothing happen. No, you're going to walk in this. Because the more you know, the more you grow. You don't grow because you go. You can keep coming up in here and that don't mean you're growing. Because you won't let nothing new come in because you already know. Watch this. He says, then verse 17, then Jesus said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you and how long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Now Jesus said, I can deal with the lunatic thing and I can deal with the healing. That's what I do. But you can deal with it. I just can't deal with you. Don't want to deal with it. Verse 18, and Jesus rebuked the devil. Wait. He walked around and counseled him. He took him behind the thing and fed him. He told him, meet me 7 weeks straight at 9 o'clock. He turned around and rebuked the devil. I gave you the power to rebuke the devil. Why are you talking with the devil? See, you ain't got no business talking with folk and wrath. See, you're dealing with personalities instead of principalities. Now you up in there ready to fight him and shoot him and cut him. I kill you. And he can't stop himself because it's a spirit that got him. But I gave you power to take authority over the spirit. And you caught up in there with him in the back room arguing and wrestling. And you done forgot the grace that I gave you. And you also forgot who I am. Why don't you just call me? Because Jesus said, bring him here to me. If you ain't going to do it, at least call me. See, you don't need a whole lot of Bible. You just need to understand the Bible you got. Folk be giving you all that stuff, and I walk out, I don't know what done happened up in there. Man, I'm confused. Now, you don't need to be confused. You need to understand. Watch this. Verse 18, and Jesus rebuked the devil and departed out of him. And the child was cured from what? That very hour. Then came the disciples unto Jesus apart and said, now, some of y'all need to hear that. That's just a little nugget for you to take home with you. Then the disciples, they just experienced and encountered a situation where they could not deal with a matter that was handling, or they didn't understand the matter, or it was just more to them. So they didn't run up on him in the matter. They didn't run up on him while he... The scripture said, then the disciples came to him apart. Don't run up on the leadership, your leaders, the pastors, in the... Wait till we get apart. Because now the pastor, the leader, got to deal with two problems. You done fronted me, plus you messed up. But if you take me apart, I ain't got to worry about my... Is this good? Well, even when your husband and your wife, don't run up him in the middle of the store. He talking to his friends. Well, you know that ain't right. Now his friend looking at him. Oh, God. That's how you do it? Now he got to hit you upside your head and you swear he don't love you. He do love you. But you didn't wait till he got apart. You ran up on him right in the middle of the crowd. Well, you ran up on her. You know you didn't cook my... Holy baby, hold that down. Wait till I get over there. Come on with me. And she like, oh, no. And her girlfriend's like, ooh. That's nasty. You could have got a better response if you'd have took her apart. Told the baby I was hungry. You know I was coming home. I thought something was going to be in there. And, oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. Let me hurry up. But after you snatched her from in the middle of the conversation, she was talking and didn't even get a chance to finish it. Well, let me help the kids out. I know that's your child, but he's still a person. She's still a person. Don't come all the way up to the school in the class. Because, you know, I do got a little pride, you know. I'm with my boys. I got my swag on, talking like I'm Big Daddy Boo. And here you come. You done hit me upside the head. Bam! I done lost respect right there. You know, the boys going to clown you. Then you call me all kind of names. Right there on the spot. Then you want me to respect you. Can I leave that long gone where I'm going? Right here. He said, and he took them apart and said, why could not thou cast out? And Jesus said unto him, because of your what? Verily I say unto you, except you have the faith of the grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence and yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Verse 21 is here we at. This is your understanding for that whole pericope of that conversation. It says, verse 21, howbeit this kind goeth out not but by. What kind is he talking about? Huh? You've been with me too long. See, it ain't the devil, because you know he's talking about, the story was about the man with his son with the lunatic spirit, but that's not why this child couldn't get healed. It was because of the disciples' unbelief. It wasn't because they couldn't deal with demons. So the reason why you can't get your breakthrough, your changes, and your what you believe in is because of unbelief. So I got to get my soul in control and submit it to the authority of the Spirit so I can operate in what he gave me. It ain't the demon that had him. Because it was 10 of them there. I mean, it was 9 of them when you go check the text. So I know they was able to cast out. 9 is the number of manifestation. They could have manifested the power. But it was because of unbelief. And their unbelief stifled the power. Their disobedience. Some people's in disobedience. Ain't no power flowing. It ain't that they could not. And you can go around now buying a bigger bottle of oil and saying a whole lot of rikebosaka, rumba. That's not why no power wasn't flowing. It's because you're not submitted. You're not in agreement. You're not obeying. You come on, somebody. You don't believe not only that you can do it, but you don't even believe that God can do it. See, whatever the enemy has told you and sold you, you don't even believe God can deal with that no more. You already said you can't deal with it. So you've learned to live with it, and I'm not going to let nobody. But it's another thing to say God can't deal with it. He said, how long am I going to be with you? So this time of prayer and fasting is not only to get. See, because you can't even begin to cast out nothing if you in unbelief. All that stuff you saying and praying, if you ain't believing God to do something, there's no power available, even though you're saying the right words. See, I got to get my belief system in place that it will activate and complement what I'm saying. It ain't no limiting power. In one text, he said, believest thou this? See, what I lost is my belief. I didn't lose my power. Oh, if I can get you in here. The power is right on the other side if I believe. He said, only if thou believe. Now let's go to this fasting for the last 10 minutes. So you can make sure, you know, why we, who should fast? First of all, you need to be a Christian, amen? Ain't no sense you trying to fast to work no power of God if you ain't saved. Come on, somebody, let's get down to the real. I don't even want you to spend your time, miss all the meals, thinking something happening. When God or the devil ain't respecting nothing you talking about because you're not submitted to him. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I should have changed the name of the church, Truth, Truth Ministry, because I'm going to believe God to tell the truth. When you come, I want you to hear the truth. Not no bubblegum can. I'm too old for that. You too old for that. You've been in this too long. You've been living under too long. I need the truth. Tell your neighbor, say, speak the truth. Tell me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. See, you got to get to a place where you're going to preach the truth. Not preach what people like. That's not helping you. And it ain't even my job to correct you. It ain't my job to make you grow. That's the Holy Ghost job. My job is just to preach the truth. I can't make you grow. But I give you something to grow. But I can't make you grow. You'll get mad with me after a little while. You will. This is what we. You, and I get mad with you. Doggone, what's wrong with you, kid? I done told you everything, man. I done told you 20 times, 20 different ways, and you still ain't grown. Because it ain't my job to get you to grow. My job is to tell you the truth, and you'll grow thereby. So who should? First of all, you need to be saved, amen. When should we fast? By the leading of the Holy Spirit, amen. When you're interceding, when God will lead you to intercede for some folks. Some people, you got to go on a fast for them. Because you got to break some spiritual strongholds. They ain't just not complying. Some people are bound. You know, we don't want to say all that because you think we, you know, we ain't, the devil ain't real and you don't want to say the devil out your mouth. There is a real devil. And some folk is captivated by it. Now, whether you're talking about oppressed, depressed, come on, somebody. I'm just saying, is it a devil at all? Whether you're a big devil, little devil, is it the devil? The devil got some folk. But not only when he led by the Spirit interceding, also when it sins in our lives. Sometimes we can open a door and you can't get that door shut. How many people in here have been dealing with a sin for more than a year? Don't lie. I ain't ask you what it is. Just tell the truth. How many people been dealing with a sin for more than 5 years? Come on now. 10 years. See, this is what I'm saying. Some stuff you're going to have to, you got to break the soul tie that it got with your soul. Because your soul done got committed to that act. I don't care how much you hear and all that, you can walk right out of here and go talk to yourself and tell self, I got to have it. I understand what he said, but I believe God in the future, he's going to deal with this. But tonight's the night. Because my soul, so I got to break the tie of my soul. Some sins done got down to the bone. It ain't in your head no more. It's in your heart. Some sins done became a part of your character. You do that just as much as you do all the other stuff. Come on, somebody. I'm not asking you to tell me yours, because I ain't going to tell you mine. But we all got to get our soul saved. I know you're saved spiritually, but your soul got to get saved every day. Yeah, you look good sitting up in here, all that. Real pious, ain't said nothing, just real quiet. But I don't know what's on your mind. And I know you ain't told nobody, because that's the art of sin. Keep it a mystery. Yeah, folk just ain't out there in the front doing it. If they doing it like that, they ain't saved. But you know, when we say it, it's an art to do what we do. You got to look around. See who see you. You can't go to the neighborhood store. You got to go to the store all the way over there. Don't make me preach better than y'all shouting now. I'll come get a couple of them before we leave here. But watch this. Not only interest, but sins in our lives. Also, when you're asking God for help, you need to fast. When you're making supplication, I need to know, what is God saying for me? There's times in your life you don't even know what God's saying. And God will talk to you if you're seeking. But then there's times you need to know the will of God for this season. It ain't like I don't know God, but I need to know what God is telling me this season. Some things changed. I'm doing better. Things going, but I had a plan. But since I ran into God, some things have changed. God, what do you want me to do this season? I done asked everybody. They more confused than I am. Half of them don't even understand what I'm talking about. So ain't no sense in me keep asking them. I got to go to God, and I got to fast so I can hear. How many decisions have we made that cost us? If we would have fasted, we wouldn't have. Come on, somebody. Now I got to pay for it. It's been 13 years and I'm still paying for it. A couple of us got a few reminders. Come here, little Johnny. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, stay with me. Only one of y'all caught it, so I keep going. Yeah. You know how we missed it? I love you enough to tell you the. It says, why should we fast? But then not only why should we fast, when should we fast? Now watch this. I don't want to mess with none of this. But that was when we should fast is interceding, led by the Spirit. Why should we fast? To humble ourselves before God, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden. That's out of Isaiah 58. We all know that. To let the oppressed go free, to break every stronghold, to abstain from doing things our way. See, that's a big one, y'all. Because, see, you could get so used to living independent that you can't be told what to do. You ain't even trying to hear what God's saying. I'm talking about God, not your husband, your wife. We already told them where they can go. I'm talking about you working on God now. You working on telling God where he can go. Yeah, well, your husband, your wife, and your children already understand they can't change you. But I'm talking about God now. And the preacher just got enough sense to realize, look here, I ain't finna wrestle. But God, how many of us telling God, go to? God said, Doc, that ain't happening. I'm not going there. You might, Well, I done settled the matter. I'm not going. To speak God's word and not your own, and for the children of Israel. Well, how do we fast? Well, not like the hypocrites, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. But you anoint your head with oil. You do it in secret. You do it as unto the Lord. But then watch this. You replace eating time and with spending time in your word and prayer. See, when you fast, you don't stop this and then don't do nothing. The purpose of you stopping is to create more time to spend with him so he can talk to you. So now we're fasting for this purpose. But my first objective is not to get something happen to other people. I got to get something to happen in me. See, if my faith get right, I can help other people. But I can't, he said, let the blind lead the. If I ain't in faith, how am I going to pray the prayer of faith over you? I don't even believe. I can't believe for my own self. How am I going to believe something for you? So my first objective on the list is that I get my soul submitted to the will of God and what he tell me to do. And then after that, he'll tell me what to do. But ain't no sense. Why would God talk to you? You know how some people say, God don't talk to me. I ain't heard. Why would he talk to you? You ain't going to do what he tell you. Why would he talk to you? The more you obey, the more you hear. The less you obey, the further you hear. I mean, it'd be a long time before you hear something. Because you ain't obeying. Why would he even talk to you? And then why would you even want God to talk if he can't talk to you? I don't want to be in the room to talk to somebody and they won't talk with me. They don't want to talk to me. I mean, it ain't that serious. I go in the other room and talk to myself. But I don't need to be in the same room with you and you won't talk. Now you make me think something wrong with. Why won't you talk to me? We just sitting up there looking. Something wrong with one of us. And I ain't going to be sitting up here that long trying to figure that out. I'm going to say it's you. And get up and leave the room. Stay with me. Watch this. There's three types of fasts that we need to consider. There may be more, but I'm giving these. There's your normal fast, which is a restraint, abstaining from all food, solid, liquid, or whatever, for a period of time. Amen? But then you have your absolute fast. This is restraining from water, drink, and everything. Now, I'm not going to tell you what fast to take. I'm just going to tell you from Monday to next Monday, let's fast as a body so that we can come back in the power of God. Hearing. Now, it can be from coffee. You just ain't going to drink coffee for a whole week. It can be from your favorite TV program. It can be from going down to your boys, you know, and playing with them, you know, hanging out, your girls. You know how you do it. This week, I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying home. Now, you know that's a fight. Because they're going to be calling, looking, expecting. Your soul going to want to go because it's that time. You know how we do it. But we want to bring our soul under. I didn't call it fast today because y'all would have shut the church down. I know the Super Bowl and all that, so y'all weren't trying to hear that today. Amen. Yeah. I got enough sense to know to mess with the day. But after the day, it's the Lord's day tomorrow now. Y'all going to the bowl today. But tomorrow we putting them bowls up. Yeah. You going to eat good tonight. 12 o'clock tonight is on. So you got a normal fast, an absolute fast, and then you got a partial fast. It can be whatever you choose, but just make a commitment to separate yourself for this week. Amen? And there's so many benefits from doing that. Give the Lord a hand of praise.